Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I'm your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Sydney, good news. We're done with this podcasting business.
Oh.
No more doctoring for you. No more writing about video games for me. We're done with all of it.
Did we want to be done with all? Was this a goal?
Yes, this is our goal. And finally, I'm ready to make our dreams come true with the release of my new product that I just invented in my head. It's called Jake Up.
What do you do with that?
Jake up.
Jake up?
Jake up.
Like wake up or?
No, like makeup. This is.
Like makeup?
We're freeing.
You're going to make. Sometimes. You're going to create makeup?
Sometimes I get a zit, right? And I got to be camera ready 24/7.
Well, no, you do a podcast. So
the paparazzi, don't have to though. The paparazzi, 35,000. Followers on Twitter, you're going to get some pops.
You never leave the house.
Going to get some Razzies.
I mean, literally, you don't leave the house.
So I got to be camera ready all the time.
Except to, like, go to my parents' house.
There's a stigma, though, for guys using makeup, I think. So what my product, Jacob, does is it removes that stigma, right? It removes that stigma so you can enjoy being camera ready as a fella constantly.
Is that the only reason that guys don't wear makeup? The stigma?
And the laziness. I mean, they're lazy.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not like you're missing out on anything. There's no joy in it.
It's not particularly pleasant. But now guys have that option with Jake Up. So that is my my million-dollar idea.
What in particular are you trying to hide there?
Acne. I mean, basically just acne.
That just means you have youthful skin, right?
That's true.
Still having acne in our 30s. That's,
yeah.
That's my excuse.
Mine too. That's something that people with acne say, though.
Yes. You know, acne is something that a lot of people have asked us to talk about.
Well, I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should.
We've come this far.
I know. We've gotten many tweets and emails. People are really interested in acne. I think it's those proactive commercials. I think everybody's...
Sure.
They've got all those celebrities with their beautiful, beautiful skin. So acne, and when we're talking about acne, I'm talking about acne vulgaris. Mm-hmm. Which, that makes it sound worse.
It does make it sound worse. Let's just stick with acne for now.
Yeah. So that's the kind of acne that, I mean, I hope you know what I'm talking about. The kind of acne you get on your face when you're, like, going through puberty, or a 31-year-old woman who it's never gone away. Either way, you know. You can have pimples, like the little white heads, black heads. Most of the time, like I said, it hits you in puberty. It's associated with changes in your hormones.
Right.
There's some bacteria that are associated with it, your oil glands. Anyway, it usually goes away as an adult.
Usually.
And this has been a problem since King Tut.
I would imagine even before that, perhaps.
Well, probably. But the first we know about, the ancient Egyptians recognized acne as an issue, and King Tut had acne scars.
Wow, really?
Yes. So King Tut definitely had acne because he was like a kid king.
Sure.
You know, he was like 12 or something. I don't know, 5?
4?
An age that a child is.
Baby king, basically.
Yeah.
We're not historians, folks. We're just observers.
If you've been listening to our show for a while, you know that.
Yeah.
And you also know that we don't know about anything else, literally anything.
We barely know about this.
Definitely not animals.
Certainly
as many
not
people have pointed out, thanks for all the dormouse info, everybody.
Yeah, we get it.
The pictures were adorable. So they found not only acne scars on King Tut's skeleton, which, how do you, or
ugh, that's
mummy,
a bad acne.
How do you find,
how much chocolate
is
that cat eating?
I guess, was there like tissue there? Like mummified? I don't even want to think about it. Yuck. But they also found acne treatments among his possessions in his tomb. Because, you know, kings would be buried with all their stuff. And I think sometimes their slaves as well, like living slaves. Well, he was buried with like his, you know, Persigel, his retin-A.
For the afterlife.
So you've got your gold, you've got your jewels.
I prefer to think about afterlife
where Neutrogena.
I prefer to think about afterlife where I didn't have to worry about acne anymore. Thank you.
He just wanted to get his look right.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
The Greeks had acne, and they actually recognized that it was connected to puberty. One of the words they used to describe acne actually means first growth of the beard. So they saw this connection between, you know, the time when men were becoming men and getting acne. Aristotle wrote about it. Hippocrates wrote about it. And if you get into this, I was looking into the history of acne. There is a lot about the history of the word acne.
Really?
People are all writing about this. I started reading this paper that was called The History of Acne, and I thought that would be helpful. It was written in 1951. I thought, well, this will be interesting. Mm-hmm. No, it was 6 pages about the word acne.
Wow, really?
Somebody's doing this research. There were more, and there's more. There's lots. If you want to know the history of the word acne, the internet has lots of information for you. I don't want to tell you anything else about it because I thought it was boring.
Aw.
Sorry. Well, so let's talk about ancient acne. Interesting stuff.
Yes.
The Egyptians thought it was... No, not words. The Egyptians thought it was called by telling lies.
Okay. It's not.
No.
Although teenagers love to lie.
And they would use honey sometimes for a cure. Also sometimes sulfur.
Oof.
They also advised you could try wiping at your pimples with a cloth while watching a falling star.
That is a complicated remedy right there. That may be our hardest to execute yet.
You have to be really prepared. Like, have the cloth next to your face at all times just in case.
Standing outside, staring up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have acne and you have a crick in your neck. That's unpleasant.
They thought that it would cause the pimples to fall off.
Oh.
Like the star.
No.
No. And they also used a lot of charms and spells and, you know, offers to the gods. The Greeks also liked sulfur. That was one of their biggest treatments. They also would mix the sulfur with molasses, make like a paste and put it on your face. It probably did dry out your skin to some degree, which is a lot of what some acne cures really just do, is dry your skin out in an attempt to, you know, stop the oil production that's causing the zits and whatnot. They also had a lot of other plant-based remedies. The Romans liked that too. Sulfur is a big thing. And then they would like put sulfur in their mineral baths and hang out in their bathhouses all day with sulfur treatments.
The baths we went to in Bath had a strong sulfur element.
So there you go. So that would have been a great, well, treatment. I don't want to say cure at the time for acne. I don't know. Keeping your skin clean, I guess. Pliny, of course, had something to say about acne. Pliny the Elder.
Sure. Classic Sawbones favorite, Pliny the Elder.
Yeah. All right. Our recurring character, Pliny the Elder.
Our one recurring character, Pliny the Elder.
He advised...
That's played by the indomitable Kristen Wiig. Take it away, Kristen.
If you're waiting for me to do an impression of Kristen Wiig doing an impression of Pliny the Elder...
I'm going
to
be waiting for a while.
You do not know your wife.
I do not have enough room on this hard drive for the amount of silence.
That is not coming. Sorry, listening audience. But he would advise you to use butter... Okay. And mix it with a little bit of lead.
Oh, fantastic advice, Pliny. You really nailed it this time. You
lead?
Know, your streak is unbroken of great treatments, butter and lead.
I like to think he said, somebody came to him and was like, oh, Pliny, wise elder. I don't know if people said that to him, if they like called him Pliny the Elder. Pliny the Elder, you wise man. How do I treat my acne? And he was like, really? That's what you have to worry about? I don't know. Go put lead on your face, kid.
Butter and Lead was the name of the Western I filmed starring Paula Deen back in the early 2000s. It was...
How'd it do?
Widely panned. I would say almost universally panned.
You can probably dig that up on YouTube.
I'm certain.
Cell salt therapy was another popular treatment that came along for acne much, much later. It's based on... It was created by Dr. Schussler. This is a part of homeopathy, so anybody familiar with homeopathy may have heard of this. And it's based on the idea that the body is made of 12 minerals that you have to keep in balance. And so you give people various mineral salts in homeopathic doses, and then their acne vanishes.
Sure.
Which, you know, if I guess if you're going to use homeopathy to cure something, if you're going to rely on homeopathy solely, I guess it might as well be acne.
Yeah, at least that's going to work eventually. Yeah. Which, like hiccups.
And acne's not going to hurt you, and not curing it isn't going to hurt you. So I guess I'm okay with that. I guess
so if you're going to use homeopathy, use it on your acne.
Yes. Because, I mean, it, you know, it's acne, guys. In the 1930s, acne went by a different name.
Which was?
Chastity pimples.
Not as good.
I like that name, though. Now, I assumed it was because if you had really bad acne,
you were always alone.
You're forced to be chaste.
Forever alone, yeah.
Like, this isn't like a, you know, you're not chastity by choice. It's chastity by
nature?
No, just, you know, nobody wants to do it with you. That was kind of my theory.
That's hurtful, but I guess you're allowed to.
Well, I don't know. I thought in the 30s, nothing was politically correct.
That's true. It was a crazy time.
People said all kinds of inappropriate stuff, but that isn't what it was referring to. They thought that virgins were more likely to get pimples, that if you chose to be chaste, you would end up with a pizza face.
That's just unfair. That's cruel, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like a...
Like our teens need more pressure to participate in premarital sex.
You know some guy came up with that.
Yeah. What if Adam Levine was in those ads? Hey, I used to have a problem with acne. Ladies.
Now, you know how I fixed it?
Ladies.
I guess that's a little better than... What if, like, it's the world ending. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You're going to get acne. Let's do it.
Let's go for it.
But they thought it was because you need to rid your body of certain toxins through sex. And if you don't, you'll get acne.
I bet you I know who came up with that. Men.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Which, by the way, not a great line. Like, I need to rid my body of toxins on you.
Yeah, that's not oozing with romance.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want your toxins, thanks. They also sometimes would use laxatives as a cure in this time period.
Oh.
As well as radiation therapy sometimes, which I would not recommend, like x-rays. Yeah. Became popular in the early 1900s. Also, on the flip side, there was a theory for a while that masturbation caused acne. So
that probably just seems like chronologically.
Yeah, because they also posited that thinking about sex would cause it. So you're a teenager.
Yeah.
You're going through puberty. Your hormones are raging.
I would have been riddled with terminal acne as a teen, I think.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
As a teen.
Well, still.
Well, how do we cure it, Sydney? Everybody knows we hate it. How do we fix it?
So some cures for acne. Okay. One that was very popular for a while was to avoid spicy foods and strong beverages, which just underlines the fact that food, you know, what you eat and drink has been tied to or thought, you know, to cause acne for a long time, even though there's not a lot of basis for that.
Hmm.
So that's a pretty harmless one. Just don't eat anything spicy and don't drink anything strong. And that includes like really strong coffee, not just like booze.
Right.
One less appealing cure that was used for many, many years was urine.
Ugh.
Just rub urine on your face.
Just pee right up there?
Yeah, you don't have to drink it or anything. Don't get gross. You just rub it on your face.
Just rub the urine on your face.
The best...
Doesn't matter whose it is.
Well, it doesn't matter. Anybody's will do, but your best is a baby's urine.
Oh, right.
So
I was wondering what babies were for.
That's what babies are for. Have a baby. They pee in a diaper. You just take that sucker off. Make sure it's just a pee diaper.
Thank you.
Yeah, no poopy diaper. And rub that wet diaper all over your face.
Go on. You've earned it.
And your acne will vanish.
It will not.
And your face will smell like baby pee.
I'm a pee face.
Continuing on the baby theme, you could also try diaper cream.
This must be a big problem for parents because they're really looking to get all the meat off the buffalo of having a child around, huh?
These are great reasons to have babies, guys.
Yeah.
If you don't have one yet and you have acne, there you go.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know if maybe diaper cream, certain ones are more drying than others, depending on what the ingredients are.
Perhaps.
Because, I mean, I remember once as a teenager, I read that toothpaste would work, and I tried toothpaste on my face.
I've heard that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, it will dry your skin, so, and then your face smells minty fresh, yeah, better than baby pee.
Yeah, for sure.
Another cure I found was don't have sex for 2 weeks.
Just hormones or something?
Maybe. No, I mean, none of these work, honey.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
Did you think these were real cures?
I'm trying to guess why the reasoning would be that maybe they would work.
I think it's that link between something to do with hormones and sex and acne. People were just kind of trying every iteration of that. Like, do have sex, don't have sex, stop thinking about sex.
Whatever. Give it a shot.
I don't know. Let's talk about sex.
Baby. Let's get that diaper filled with pee.
As I mentioned, x-rays were used for a while, back when x-rays were popular for everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
That's a dangerous.
I think you're running a small risk of getting a worse problem than acne.
Yeah, just a few.
Your head swells up like King Griffey Jr. in that episode of, Daryl Strawberry in that episode of The Simpsons where he has the tonic, yeah.
You love that episode.
That's one of my favorites, yeah.
You could also try...
God, it might be King Griffey Jr. Go to our Facebook page and tell us, because I can't remember.
Well, I figured you were going to make us stop until you figured it out.
Nope. No time for that. I got to know about more acne cures.
You could try a cabbage leaf bound to your face. Just like peel off a cabbage leaf. I think you're supposed to like wash it off and get it all wet and clean and then like tie it to your face.
I am happy to have a use for cabbage finally. What's it been for? Gross.
Arsenic tablets were recommended.
Because it got so bad, you just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's when the acne I'm over it.
I'm fed up with this world.
People keep calling them chastity pimples.
That's just mean.
I've taken all the laxatives I can take.
I'm done.
I have this cabbage strapped to my face. I wiped my face with a baby diaper earlier. I haven't had coffee or beer in months.
Everything's the worst.
I'm taking arsenic. Garlic is a popular home remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think this presents a different problem.
What's that?
As long as we're talking about unpleasant odors.
Ooh, yeah.
Again, I think chastity pimples would be appropriate if you have wiped garlic all over your face.
Your face smells like garlic and pea and the cabbage that I can clearly see on there. I'm not into this anymore.
This, I think, would be guaranteed to help you avoid vampires.
Right.
And anyone with a nose. So
just people in general.
As long as your vampires have noses, they're included.
What about home remedies?
There are lots of different things. Drinking a lot of water is a popular one. Did anybody ever tell you that? Because I heard that a lot growing up.
Yeah, I think so.
You need to drink more water and your acne will go away. Staying well hydrated is a big thing. People will tell you. No, I mean, there are plenty of good reasons to drink water, so I'm never going to nix that. But if that's what you're banking on to cure your acne, I don't think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar. Again, with the rubbing stuff on your face, it's not going to smell good.
Yeah.
And still, you know, drying out your skin and killing, you know, trying to help kill the bacteria on your skin. I can see where they're going with this, but acne is a little more complicated than that.
A lot of these cures sound like they were invented by parents to keep their teenage children chaste. Oh, that's no problem. You just rub some baby pee and vinegar and garlic on your face and go to school that way.
And the boys will love you.
The gals will be lighting up.
Now, you're not going to tell Charlie this, are
No.
you?
No, okay. She'll never listen to this podcast. I want to teach her everything.
Cucumber is a recommendation. Again, I guess that can't
tighten
hurt.
Up the eye skin,
yeah,
I guess.
And then rub it all over your face. Lemon. That some of these can be dicey if like you have an open, like if you have a zit that you picked at.
Ooh,
can you imagine?
Unpleasant.
That'd be really bad. I wouldn't do that if you're one of those pickers. Don't pick, by the way. That
yeah,
isn't a good
bad.
Idea. Your hands are filthy. Trust me. They're just filthy. And then there are a lot of special teas that are recommended. You just drink these really special herbal teas. And
again, probably not bad for you.
No, but again, I don't think they're going to cure your acne. Now, one treatment I found was a Wicca chant.
Okay, I'm ready.
So first you have to mix together some dirt and some vinegar and some water.
You're halfway to salad dressing.
So I like that mixture because vinegar and water have been done. How can we mix it up? How can we make it new?
Dirt.
Let's put some dirt in there. Your mom thought your face was too dirty. Well, we're going to show her. We're going to make it dirtier to fix the acne. So I guess you make some sort of paste. You rub this all over your face, and then there's a chant that you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have the chant here. Do you want to like sing it for everybody?
No.
I thought you could come up with something.
No, just a stage reading I think will be fine.
I think you're usually good at this kind of thing.
Cure my skin of zits and rash and make it smooth in a flash. Blemish, vanish, pop marks too. Magic, make my skin anew. If you're an actual Wicca listening to this show, I don't know if that was real or not. And I'm sorry if I got the pronunciation wrong. My wife made me do it.
I thought you would sing it or something. That wasn't nearly as exciting.
I don't want to mock their religion.
I just thought you'd give it like a funky beat.
I mean, I try to give everything in my life a funky beat. That's how I live my days. But I didn't feel like that was the appropriate moment.
And you still got a zit, so it didn't work.
Yeah, it did not. Well, to be fair, I didn't have any dirt or vinegar on hand.
I found a method from Chinese folk medicine, which just called for rubbing peach blossoms on your face.
Finally, something to make your face smell decent.
Yeah, I like that because, you know, maybe you have zits, but, you know, in those intimate times, your special someone gets close and...
Oh, my. Mm, is it peach blossoms?
Ooh, you smell like peach blossoms.
It's almost distracts from how your face looks.
Did you do that for me? And then they're really touched. So, one of the best cures that I came across was actually, it's kind of complicated. It's from the British Medical Journal, but it's way back in 1878. So take that for what you will. And here, if you're really that interested in curing your acne, here is their recommendation.
Okay, go.
So take a tincture of iodine and a sulfur vapor douche or a vapor bath.
Okay.
Say a vapor bath.
Let's say a vapor bath, indeed.
And then if your sebaceous glands and follicles, so if all those, if your pores on your face, if all the little pimples on your face should become overloaded. So basically, I think if you got whiteheads, they should be relieved by pressure between the finger and thumbnail. Well, that's not exactly groundbreaking, I don't think.
Right. That's squeezing. Got it.
And then frequent washings with warm water and oatmeal. After which, a good rubbing with a flesh brush.
What?
Will remove the contents of a number of the pimples.
I do not know what a flesh brush could be.
A flesh brush. That sounds horrible.
That's terrible. It's like a deleted scene from Saw.
So we've already gone through now a tincture of iodine, a sulfur vapor douche.
Oatmeal bath.
Squeezing all your pimples, an oatmeal bath, and now a flesh brush.
Right.
Now we're on to a cooling zinc or calamine lotion. To be painted upon the face with a camel hair brush 2 or 3 times a day.
This is like you're having to devote your entire life to acne treatments. No one has the time for this.
Is that what, like, are camel hair brushes, is that standard? Is that easy to come by?
It's like nice back then.
Back maybe. Then? We don't, we're going to have to find some camel hair. I don't even know where a camel is.
Mine is a badger hair. My shaving brush is badger hair. Is that weird? Yeah. Badger hair.
Now, you're not done. I know this has already sounded complicated enough.
I'll just keep the acne.
You're not done because you may have gotten rid of the overloaded pimples. You know, you've removed their contents with your flesh brush, but there's still some troublesome redness that you may want to get rid of.
Okay.
So apply the acid nitrate of mercury with a spun glass brush.
There are a lot of brushes required for this procedure.
Then once you've done that, once you've applied acid nitrate of mercury, that sounds terrible, with your spun glass brush, not your camel hair brush.
And not your flesh brush.
And not your flesh brush and not your fingers. And forget about the douching right now. Divide each engorged vesicle with the point of the lancet. So I guess you need a lancet and you're going to, cut open anything that's swollen.
Ugh.
And if you bleed a lot, apply a small ring of silver or steel. Then you're still not done. So you've cut open your face, you're bleeding. you're going to insert a minute grain of nitrate of silver.
Okay, wonderful. This is getting better and better. And now this, I'm just turning myself into a Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome style freak show.
So you've got cuts all over your face. You have you've put silver or steel on them.
Okay.
And now you're putting the silver inside these cuts, and that's hopefully going to stop the bleeding. That's the idea there, the silver nitrate.
Perfect.
The only problem is it's going to leave a small black discolored spot, the silver nitrate is.
To replace the red spot.
Yeah, to replace the pimple, you now have a small black spot. But don't worry, because you can remove that too.
Oh, good.
Just put some iodide. Kill some more camels. Get a solution of iodide of potassium and put those on the black spots. And those will remove the black spots. And now your acne is cured.
Just like that. In just 17 simple steps. And that's what Proactive is. Order the box. See if we're lying. It's just all that stuff.
That is Proactive. You've always wondered. And the commercials make it seem like a miracle cure.
Yeah, that white box, it looks small in the commercials. It's actually the size of a refrigerator. It just brushes and brushes and brushes.
I like that at the end of this description, the author writes that the above treatment may appear somewhat heroic for so common an eruption. So at least he recognizes, like, I mean, I guess if you want to do all this, but what about maybe just like wait.
What about the stuff that that we're still told has a impact on it, like chocolate or stress? Are those
so chocolate is not true. Okay. There have been some thoughts that maybe a high sugar diet, more carbohydrates in your diet, could increase the production of acne or increase your problem with acne, but. Even that is tenuous, mm-hmm. But chocolate has not been proven. So don't worry about chocolate so much.
Okay.
Stress is not linked to acne either. So don't worry about that. So those are two things that people will tell you, along with drinking a lot of water, that, I mean, probably aren't true. Although, you know, don't eat too much chocolate, drink a lot of water, and try not to be stressed. Those are all good advice.
Yeah.
One thing that a lot of people think is that you're supposed to scrub your face really hard. That if you clean your face often and scrub it with a washcloth or some sort of rough, you know, surface, that'll help prevent acne. That's actually bad.
Oh.
You don't want to be constantly abrading your skin with like a rough cloth, because you're actually just going to encourage the production of more oil and more zits. So... you know, it's good to keep your skin clean. There are lots of over-the-counter treatments for acne. And at the end of the day, most of us outgrow it. Not all of us, but most of us do. So don't stress about it.
Don't stress. It won't change your acne anyway. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Sawbones. Thank you, the taxpayers, for the use of their music for our intro and outro. And thank you to you for listening. If you get a chance to rate or review our show on iTunes or give us a subscription, that would sure help us out. Thanks to the Maximum Fun Network for having us on their show. We got 3 new shows on the Max Fun Network: Destination DIY, Baby Geniuses, and... oh, no. My brain has just collapsed down itself. The Flophouse. There it is. I knew it was in there somewhere. We've got those 3 programs. Of course, all the other shows that are there. So go to MaximumFun.org and check that totally out. Either way, until next Tuesday, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
As always, don't drill a hole in your head.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.